with Nikki and DeMello in the morning. That's all I need in my life. More music and more fun. Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
Now, in the early 2010s, apparently you could rent the country of Liechtenstein. Now, if you don't know where that is, it's a tiny little German-speaking country, but between Austria and Switzerland, right, it's about 160 square kilometres around. And to put that in perspective, we have cattle stations hundreds of times bigger than that here in Australia, right? But you could rent the entire country on Airbnb for around £43,000, which is about 77 grand in Aussie dollars every night. Now, for that, you got your own personalised currency, as well as the ability to temporarily rename streets. Imagine how that would have seriously annoyed the residents. Oh, look, it seems now we live on Buttcheek Boulevard. How very amusing. Anyway, apart from the personalised currency and like the ability to rename streets, it does sound a lot like the rental situation around these parts at the moment. I mean, obviously, except instead of renting a whole country for 70-odd grand a night, here you might just about get a 4x2 in Port Kennedy. No Nikki today. Hello, DeMello just looking after it for you this morning. So look, together we can hold hands and get through this. It's all right. It's 6:07. We'll make our way through a Tuesday together. I hope everyone is okay, actually, at that orchard in Jarrahdale. I don't know if you heard or not, but they reckon over $1 million worth of property was damaged overnight at an orchard in Jarrahdale. Department of Fire and Emergency Services were alerted just after 7 o'clock, and they think the fire started in a shed. As far as I know, only farming equipment and machinery was damaged. Firefighters are still investigating the cause of that. Hopefully, as I say, everybody all clear, all okay, and that gets sorted out. We don't need more fires at this stage, do we? Other interesting news out of the international section, iconic British car makers Jaguar planning on going all electric, phasing out regular combustion engines by 2025, which is, it's like 4 years. So no more like petrol or diesel burning Jaguars in about 4 years' time. They also plan on releasing their first all-electric Land Rover by that date, 2024, in fact, with plans to phase out all old-fashioned engines in the Land Rovers by 2030, which is great news for the environment, I think. I mean, look, in the end, instead of burning petrol or diesel, they do just wind up burning coal or gas or, I guess, maybe renewables if you're lucky when they get charged through the grid. But, hey, look, you know, one leg at a time, as my auntie used to say. I suppose it's moving towards something positive, isn't it? And what else? This is something that farmers flagged last year. 100% orange juice is now rated as less healthy than Diet Cola. That is the result after the latest review of guidelines from the Australian and New Zealand Ministerial Forum on Food Regulation decided that they were going to focus more on the amount of sugar in products when they're calculating their health star ratings. So now, Diet Cola is going to come out better than 100% orange juice when it comes to health star ratings. Keep an eye out. You'll notice that at the shops now, which I guess means based purely on that logic, pork crackling is also healthier than 100% orange juice, which is something I could probably get behind.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
All right, now just a friendly little reminder that it is less than a month till the state election. Saturday, March 13th is when it's happening. I know, surprise. You can check your enrolment, make sure it's all up to date at elections.wa.gov.au. Now, the next session of the abalone season is coming up on the weekend. It's here Saturday morning. And it looks like the weather will be pretty good for it, at least. If you want to get amongst the treasure hunters, make sure you're licensed and up with all the relevant info at fish.wa.gov.au. And did you know today is National Pancake Day? Yes. So, look, even if it's a bit too late for brekkie, perhaps tonight can be pancake night. And by the way, you know you've gotten older when Pancake Day is way more relevant and indeed exciting than Valentine's. Astronomers have confirmed that a faint object discovered in 2018, and seriously, something they nicknamed Far, Far Out. Well, because they used to have something called Far Out, but this was discovered even further out, so they had to call it Far, Far Out, is in fact the most distant object yet found in our solar system. Now, they first spotted it in January, as I say, 2018, at a telescope in Hawaii. They could tell it was a long way away, but they didn't know how far. So over the last couple of years, they've been doing calculations, and they say, so far, It's about 400 kilometres across, which puts it in the category of a dwarf planet, right? It's not quite up to full planetary status. And it's about 124 astronomical units from the sun. Now, we'll get back to that in a tick. They say it takes about 1,000 years for far, far out to go around the sun once. We take 1 year, right? 1,000 years. Because of this, it moves very, very slowly across our sky, which is why it took them so long to kind of watch it and work out what's going on with it. They reckon, too, by the way, there's even more stuff further out in the outskirts of the solar system that they still have to discover, but they're pretty confident it's out there. Now, how far is 120-odd astronomical units? Well, to put it in perspective, Earth to Mars takes about 7 months in a rocket and is less than 2 astronomical units from the sun. So far, far out is pretty much a lifetime away. Or, I guess, roughly the same distance as a toilet when you need one while you're driving.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with Nikki away, DeMello present and accounted for, looking after entertainment news today. Now, the assassin couple has been announced. Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Donald Glover are set to star in a remake of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which, for those that are a bit young to remember, is the 2005 movie that starred Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. The project was announced on Instagram with Waller-Bridge in pyjamas for the announcement, while Glover flossed, which is a very lockdown way of doing it. By the way, talking about the flossing that's not related to teeth, if you're wondering. Anyway, the new project will hit Amazon Prime in 2022. Ah, yes. Prominent film and TV creator Joss Whedon, who faced a claim of abusive behaviour on the set of Justice League, has now drawn criticism from actors who worked with him on the TV program this belongs to, the groundbreaking TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Charisma Carpenter, who played Cordelia Chase, said in a social media post that Whedon has a history of creating toxic and hostile work environments. Many of the Buffy and Angel cast rallied behind her, including the Slayer herself, Sarah Michelle Gellar, who responded with, "While I'm proud to have my name associated with Buffy Summers, I don't want to be forever associated with the name Joss Whedon." She also said, "I stand with all survivors of abuse and am proud of them for speaking out." Meantime, in royal news, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are about to get the Oprah Winfrey treatment. This week, CBS announced the talk show icon will be sitting down with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, or whatever we call them now, for a 90-minute primetime special set to air on the network in March. This will be Harry and Meghan's first high-profile joint sit-down since their engagement interview. That was for BBC News back in November 2017. And obviously comes a day after the couple's announcement that they were pregnant with their second bub. According to CBS, the special will feature a wide-ranging interview between Oprah and the expectant Duchess on subjects spanning from stepping into life as a royal, marriage, motherhood, philanthropic work to show how she's handling life under intense public pressure. And then Harry will later join to discuss their move to the US and their future hopes and dreams for their expanding family. Well, TV royalty and actual royalty, kind of, you know that's going to rain.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.